Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you guys stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And if you miss any of our shows in their entirety, you'd like to listen to them again or download them, you just simply type in the player's name, followed by NFL Draft Flash. You can find these shows at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and their full bio at collegetopro.com. But we got a very exciting prospect coming on the show today. There's a good buzz about him. He's getting a lot of interest from teams, and that's good for him. It's good for us because we get to speak to him. It's the Cincinnati Bearcats standout offensive tackle, Kendall Calhoun. Kendall, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing that you are preparing for the National Football League and your teammates are preparing for spring football?
Thanks for having me. Just start off with that. And it's a great feeling, actually, just being out here, getting to learn from different coaches, getting along with different teammates, different guys from different teams and colleges. It's just a great experience.
And for you, I mean, you've had terrific size. I mean, you're, what, 6'8", 300 pounds. I mean, have you always had that size since you were a young kid?
Yeah, I've always been a big kid growing up, but I really started to get my body together as I got into college. Because, I mean, in high school, I was a 245-pound left tackle, but I grew into my body and grew and went from there.
And definitely, yeah. So, I mean, growing up, I mean, was basketball just due to your height? Was that a big, you know, sport for you, or was it always football?
I actually was really big on soccer growing up. I actually stopped playing soccer when I was about middle school because my brother and my sister, they both play soccer. We were a really big soccer family. And I actually did that, and I played baseball. I never really got into the whole basketball point because I was just so tied in with soccer and everything. But, yeah, just didn't really stray too much into the basketball scene much.
Now, we had Mason Hampton on from Boise State a few days ago, and he's a center for them. And, you know, big, tall guy. And he said soccer was his background. And from doing the shows over the year, Kendall, we hear this a lot. Maybe it'll coincide with you, but did you get to the point of soccer where you liked the physicality of it and hitting people, and that's kind of what led you to the football scene?
Yes, that's really why I didn't play basketball, because I like the physical aspect. You know, football is just like the content, being out there competing, just a great team sport.
Awesome. Once again, Kendall Calhoun, Cincinnati Bearcat offensive tackle here on the C2P, kind enough to take some time out of his training as he prepares for the next level, and it's a very exciting time. You have your pro day coming up, I believe, on March 21st, so you still got to work for that, and I'm sure that's an exciting time. Now, you had a little time to JUCO level, and what was it like going from that JUCO level and then stepping onto the Cincinnati Bearcats scene?
It was a big jump. The speed of the game, it changed somewhat. But, I mean, the JUCO that I went to, we had a lot of great players, a lot of guys, Kaiser White over at West Virginia, guys that play for Oklahoma, So, I mean, I was competing at a high level, but the biggest difference for me was just everything that goes with it in Division I program. Like, you have to represent school a certain way. You really have to watch what you say. You have to carry yourself a certain way. It's just everything is just that much bigger and that much important. There's a bigger magnifying glass on you. It's always being watched.
Awesome, definitely. And then you get your offers. Once you establish yourself at that JUCO level, I'm sure plenty of teams from larger schools were looking at you. How did you know Cincinnati was going to be a great fit for you?
Cincinnati, I really got along with my teammates when I came on my visit. The coach that recruited me and him, were really well. My parents liked it. I'm originally from Kentucky, so that's right across the river, so my family could come watch me play. And that was a really big part of it also.
Awesome. Once again, Kendall Calhoun here, excuse me, on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. If you miss any of this show with him again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, you simply type in his name, followed by the NFL Draft Blast. I ask all the gentlemen that come on our show, I mean, if we three in the film room right now, NFL scouts, you guys are sitting there watching you on tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those characteristics to the tackle position where they're going to want to bring you aboard their team?
My length, actually. It's a really long arm. So I have about a 7'2 wingspan, so a lot of scouts really like that. The athleticism, I can run really well, man of my size.
Nice. And does anything go unnoticed? And because I just asked this question because we pass this off to the scouts and coaches we know at the next level, and if they elect to listen in, there might be something they need to know that they can't pick up on tape. Maybe you're a team captain. Maybe you're a film junkie, weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the things that they should know about that's a big bonus for you?
I'm a film junkie, actually. I watch my opponent very detailed. I watch the entire defense. I watch which covers they're in, the tendencies of the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, the leverage that the corners have, the technique they have, how often they're watching inside for the quarterback, just different things just so I can up my game that much more than the competition.
Awesome. And I'm curious, I mean, for you, I mean, when you at what point, even when you arrive in Cincinnati, do you kind of get the mindset that, you know what, I could have a shot at playing in the National Football League? Because you know as well as anybody, everybody wants that opportunity. I mean, is there a game or a certain point where your coaches say, hey, Kendall, you know, we see something special in you? Kind of how does that mindset come about?
It actually kind of came about the spring of my senior year, because my junior year I really didn't play that much. But I had a really great spring of my senior year. My coaches were really impressed because we had a new coaching staff. Coach Fickle came down from Ohio State. My offensive line coach, Ron Crook, from West Virginia University came. And we just all connected well, and I performed well in front of my coaches, and they were impressed.
Awesome. And then the rest is history, and now you are about a month away from finding out where you're going to land. And tell us, are you at the university training, or are you off at one of the combine facilities doing some combine prep, getting ready for pro day?
Yes, I'm actually in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm doing combine prep down here with Perform. It's a gym in Davie, Florida.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious, I know your height doesn't change, but has your weight fluctuated? Did you add more weight since you got there? Did you maintain what your normal weight is, or have you, you know, shed it?
Obviously, if I maintain, just tightening everything up, I'm still around 300, 301. So I'm going to be around 300 at the lightest.
And then pro day next week, I know you got to be excited for it, but would you just want to do it tomorrow, or is your mind set on the 21st?
My mind's set on the 21st because I just like to have time just to visualize and raise my level of focus before that day.
Nice. And then pro days are there, you know, I mean, I've covered a lot of pro days. I scouted over a lot of pro days. And, you know, they're just a weird event because, you know, very quiet, very calm demeanor. I think the only event where, you know, guys kind of maybe there's a little bit of activity and screaming, maybe or rooting or cheering is for the bench press, relatively to that, it's kind of a quiet process. Is there any particular drill, and I know you want to knock them all out of the ballpark, Kendall, but is there any particular drill that you really think you're going to press these guys with?
My 40 is going to impress.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
could
my 40 and my
bench. What you think you're going to run?
Numbers, I think I'm running a 4.9.
That'd be awesome, dude.
It would be.
You're going to have to text me because I have to Twitter that, you know. Kendall Calhoun, Cincinnati Bearcats, oh, tackle, 6'8", 300 pounds, runs 4.9 a pro day. I mean, that just sounds great, don't it?
It does.
That will get you trending on Twitter. Once again, Kendall Calhoun, the Cincinnati Bearcats, standout offensive tackle, spent some time at the JUCO level, established himself there, and went on to be one of the Bearcats' main guys his senior season, and now he's a month away from finding out where his next path will lead him in terms of the NFL. Do you get comparisons? I know it's a cliche question to ask, but, you know, maybe your family, your friends, teammates, coaches saying, you know, hey, you know, we were watching the game Sunday, and when we watch player X, he kind of reminds us of you, or you remind us of him?
A few people, Joe Staley from the 49ers, a lot of people say I play like him. Cam Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're kind of similar size. Just a couple guys like that. Trent Williams.
And
just a few guys. A lot of coaches, they like my patience. So the Joe Thomas kind of comes in also just because his level of patience.
Okay.
And athleticism.
And Kendall, I got to ask you this question, because you come across with such a calm demeanor. You come as such a young, nice guy over the phone. At what point on Saturday does this very nice, seems well-tempered guy kind of turn into this fearsome offensive tackle? At what point does that kind of come to fruition?
It comes out like it's throughout the day. It's just an incline. It just goes out from the night before the game, the morning I wake up. It's just when I go to sleep and I wake up, I know it's business.
Nice. Nice. So that's kind of a bit, probably, so the night of the 20th, if we had the show, it'd be the calm demeanor, and then wake up on the 21st for pro day and you're going to be ready to dominate. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, man, we would love to keep you, but we know you're busy and you got a lot of things going on, but we never like to end the show without a few laughs. So are you ready for a couple off-the-wall questions?
Sure.
All right. Now, Coach Fickell, he's the main man, Luke Fickell, Coach Fickell down in Cincinnati. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Fickell, and would they do it in front of him?
Does it great? Well, our sophomore linebacker, his name is Perry Young. He does a really good impression of Coach Fickell.
What are you doing in front of him?
Team meetings, I think he's done in front of him once. We were at camp.
Nice, nice. And how about this question? This is kind of big because you guys are the big guys, the offensive linemen. You guys are the guys that, you know, up front, the beef of it all. Teammates or one, it could be yourself. Who's the biggest eater on that Bearcats offensive line, and what's one of the most impressive meals that you've ever seen one of the teammates or yourself eat?
Actually, my left tackle, his name is Corey Cunningham. He eats a lot, and he's actually my roommate. When we go on travel, and I've seen him probably eat around 4 or 5 plates just full of food. He's a big boy from Alabama.
Hey, man, you got to eat. You got to stay fueled up. And then the final question for you, Kendall, before we let you go today. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who you can ask to join you for dinner?
Who would I ask? Who would I take out? I'd probably take out Ronda Rousey, you know.
She's just like, she seems like she's a calm girl, but she's aggressive when she goes out to perform. So I like her level of athleticism. She seems like she's a fierce competitor. I just love just understanding her routine and just how she goes out and fights.
Awesome, man. Awesome response. Awesome show, man. I was so excited to get you on because I know there's a great buzz about you, and I mean, you just come across as such a nice young guy. Obviously, you bring it on the field as well, man. Hey, on the 21st, best of luck to you. Before and after that, hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, Kendall.
I will do.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kendall Calhoun, the standout Cincinnati Bearcat offensive tackle, joining us here on the C2P. You got to love what this kid brings to the table. And, man, do I hope he runs a 4.9 at that pro day. That'll be fabulous. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.